Welcome to Self Care on Board. My name is Geraldine Hardy and I will be your host for today. Last week we had a great interview with Octavian Graf Pilates. He is a fellow board member of the nonprofit business family initiative that I'm part of. And what we do is, yes, we work with wealthy families, but we also mainly work on social impact and social capital and human capital, going beyond governance structures on how you run a family business. It's more about the human as one part of the family dynamic and also the synchronization of the family within. And growing up in a Chinese Piranha Khan business family, my father was Chinese Piranha Khan, my mom was German, I witnessed how these complex situations sometimes unfold. And especially when my father passed away when I was 19, that was when I had my first severe PTSD. And what we can see now is that the generational wealth is transferring. And also the wealth is transferring to more women. But what many family or the old generation does not understand is how do we going to ensure the legacy? This actually does not, it is adaptable to any kind of family. It doesn't matter if it's a business family or not. And it doesn't matter if you're wealthy or not, because money does not give the solution. It's just a temporary plaster and you can still rip it off and the wound will still be there. And that's what we always say, especially for startup founders that suddenly sell their company and they make a really great exit. Any issues you had in a family will just be exacerbated. They will not be solved with money. And that's key. Actually, even the personalities and the characteristics of people and the individuals will be shown even more and exposed. And from my own experience is, when you have money or you don't have money, the relationships of family members, first of all, the relationship with oneself, and then the relationship with the family members, is mainly influenced by how you yourself have healed your trauma. Yes. And once one person changes, there's a ripple effect. And this is what you can see in quantum mechanics and quantum physics, the quantum entanglement. Energy changes, energy spreads. So if you find the peace within yourself, your relationship with others will change. And it starts really with oneself. And you know, in the past, when I was younger, I could never understand that, because I would point a finger at the other person. Oh, it's his fault. It's her fault. Oh, it's his, you know, the same boss. It's his fault. Until I realized that the patterns were repeating themselves and the cycles were repeating. And actually, that's why now my book is on Amazon. And I had to do some reviews and changes, because obviously if you write a book, and this is my first book, you know, there are certain things that you need to look at, the quality of the paper and everything. So you can actually find it on Amazon.com, on all Amazons. And after that, you can find it on 25 platforms globally. So Moments That Matter. And that exactly, this book is like kind of a piece of witness, observations, reflections, on how I learned to read the patterns and the cycles and how I stopped them. This book just goes from my time when I was little to the time when I arrived in Monaco, which is about 10 years ago. And the second book that I'm writing is about the time from Monaco up to now. But I'm actually always jumping back to the present moment in this book, where I'm sitting in Thailand in my little bungalow, and I just sold everything and people were thinking I had such a great lavish lifestyle because Monaco and this whole BS. And it wasn't. No, I'm very frank and honest and truthful. My mortgage that I had, the fixed cost that I had to cover, being single, being taxed in France. Everyone of us has to deal with these things. But I was very raw about it and truthful. And coming back to when we speak about karmic cycles or patterns that we repeat, and once we have healed them within ourselves, our relationship to oneself as well, the relationship to your family and your parents will change. It will shift, and to your friends. I'd just like to read chapter 12 to you, just an excerpt. The liminal space. If the previous chapter explored the pain of unbecoming, then what follows belongs to the space that appears once the shedding has already begun, but the transformation itself has not yet completed. It is the quiet and often unsettling territory in between. The place where the life we once inhabited has clearly loosened its hold on us, yet the life we are moving toward has not fully revealed itself. It is what many traditions describe as a liminal space. In this space, something essential has already shifted. The old identities have started to dissolve, and the structures that once defined us no longer feel solid or convincing. At the same time, the new version of ourselves remains only partially visible, like a shape slowly emerging through fog. The mind occasionally turns back towards the past, not because it truly wishes to return there, but because familiarity has a gravitational pull that is difficult to ignore. And yet, somewhere deeper within the body, the nervous system and knowing has already settled. The return path no longer exists. Transformation rarely announces itself with clarity while it is happening. More often, it unfolds slowly through a series of internal adjustments that only make sense when viewed from the distance. There are days when certainty feels strong and grounded, and others when remnants of the former self appear again, carrying the old thoughts, the old fears, the familiar reflexes that once defined how we moved through the world. These remnants do not necessarily mean that we are moving backwards, no. Often they are simply the final echoes of the identities that are losing their relevance. I'm sharing this with you because you, if you have changed and you have undergone serious transformation and you're looking back to your life, and that's why I wrote this book, Moments That Matter. Start writing about these moments that matter in your life. These subtle moments where you're like, wow, that was actually such a big deal for me. I'm back here in Dubai. I was waiting to come back here. This is my second home. And I know people will most likely say, wow, are you crazy? And the missiles. It's totally calm here. It's calm. We have Wednesday today, 6th of May. I'm sitting in my hotel room. I'm happy. It's calm. Yes, the streets are not as full as they used to be. I'm very happy because it's almost like back in the old days. But yes, you know, when we have these old identities, and, you know, I made calls with old friends and if you want to meet up, and I had only cancellations within the last hours. And I'm like, you know what? You cannot go back to your old way and living and also old acquaintance and people and friends. And that's okay. And that's what sometimes you feel when you have transformed and you have changed. You are still kind of in the liminal space, entering more the version that you really truly are. And sometimes gravitation goes backwards. But these doors will be closed and let them be closed. Anything that will fall away needs to fall away. And that's perfectly fine. Everything is perfect as it is in this time and space and present moment. Namaste.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.